Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Most parents will know the feeling of hearing your child shouting from the garden, "I found something! I found a creepy crawly!" And then you're thinking, okay, it's a woodlouse. But then it turns out, to be the worst case scenario, it's one of the world's most dangerous reptiles. James Hennessy from the National Reptile Zoo is on the line to explain how he helped a family in Offaly to rescue said snake that has been found for the very first time on these shores. How are you, James?
Hey guys, how's things?
Oh, good. So tell us, when did you get the call and what did you hear?
Yeah, so yesterday I was off yesterday. I was not working, but the guys at the zoo rang me and said there's a lady after ringing and she's had to find a snake in her garden, which it isn't the most unusual call, believe it or not, because we do get that quite a bit.
Yeah, so usually when you hear that call, I presume it's some kind of, what do we have here, grass snakes?
Well, we'll technically with no snakes here. So we're one of the only two countries, and the only three countries outside the Arctic Circle that don't have snakes.
So that St. Patrick story is actually true. There are no native snakes to Ireland.
Yeah, but not due to St. Patrick.
Ah, now, come on. Of course
that's
it is.
You're not getting the credit.
Okay. So why do we have none at all?
Well, it's to do with continent. When we broke away from as the Earth started warming up, and yeah. Ireland broke away from the rest of continental Europe, and as reptiles then would have moved from the warmer areas, you know, as the Earth heats up.
Like all of them, Ireland's too cold and miserable. I'm not living here.
Basically, yeah. We're saying the south of France, to hell with Ireland.
Fair enough. Okay, so you get the phone call yesterday. You're kind of thinking, are you thinking to yourself, all right, this is just a standard?
Absolutely, yeah. It was the case of, email on the picture. We know it's going to be a pet corn snake or a king snake or something like that. Which is fairly, every couple of weeks we get that. And the picture came in, I looked, and then I kind of looked again and went, oh dear, that is not your standard pet snake. And it was hard to tell because they had a bucket, so they'd already covered it with a clear kind of plastic container.
Right.
And they took a picture through the container.
And so would you know immediately, now obviously, look, you're from the National Reptile Zoo, probably a silly question, but would you know immediately what snake it is, or would you have to...
Sometimes I'd have to check, but I immediately would need that one. I do a lot of work in India, and it was a species I'm very familiar
with. Okay, so tell everyone what it is then. What did they find?
So it's a saw-scaled viper.
Saw-scaled viper. That doesn't sound very friendly.
No, far from it. They're actually responsible for the most deaths across the world of any venomous snake. They're actually responsible for more deaths than all other venomous snakes combined.
Oh my God. And what makes them so dangerous? Is it the fast acting nature of their venom?
There's a couple of different factors, man, because there are snakes that have more potent venom, but with saw scales, they're found from Africa all the way across into the Middle East and into India, so they've got a huge range. Then they're quite small. So that guy yesterday was an adult, and he's only maybe a foot long, 12 inches long. They're really cryptically camouflaged, so they look like just stony, dirty ground. It's hard to see them. And then the fact that they're quite aggressive, and they're confident, they rely on their camouflage. So most snakes, if you come across a cobra, for instance, it'll hood up and it'll take off. It'll want to get away. It doesn't want to bite you. It doesn't want to waste its venom on you.
Yeah.
But saw scales just have this tendency to kind of just sit and wait for you to put your hand on them or pick them up, and they just strike straight away.
Wow, they're nasty pieces of work.
If this family had rung you before they put a plastic tub over this snake, would you have said, for the love of God, keep your distance and don't try and capture it?
It's a tough one because, that would have been the best case scenario for them, would be not to try and go near it. But at the same time, then if it disappears into their building rubble or into their logs, for their fireplace or their coal bunker, God knows where, and then trying to find it afterwards. So that's a really tough one. They were lucky.
Certainly were. And where does a snake like this come from? I presume it must have arrived into the country on some shipment of something, did it?
Yeah, so they'd literally just gotten a crate of limestone paving slabs from India.
Oh wow!
So they're just doing a paving area at the back garden, and the paving. So the crate had been sitting there for nearly a week, they said as well. And I don't know how long it had been in Ireland before that. So they bought it from a main importer in Tullamore. So at some stage, as that was being quarried in India.
At what point did they ask the question? Go. Do you think that was the only saw-scaled viper in the stone delivery?
Even before I got there, that question was asked. So, and I did go through the crate with them.
There wasn't anything else.
Snakes are generally solitary. You don't tend to get them in.
What would happen if you were bitten by a snake that isn't obviously is very unexpected to find here. Would we even have an antidote in one of our hospitals?
Yeah, we'd be in trouble. No, so the only in the Republic, the only source of antivenom is the stuff we have in the National Reptile Zoo. So and we only have antivenom for the species that we keep. So we don't keep soft scale vipers, so we don't have an antivenom for soft scale.
So what would you do?
Yeah, so then it's relying on possibly Queens might have it. I don't think they have for that species. Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine then would be the next.
So you'd be airlifted to Liverpool for the hope that they had the antidote?
Yeah, either, depending on the condition you're in, because you may not be in fit condition to get airlifted, so maybe it's just having the, hoping the antidote can get brought to us in time before.
How long have you got after a bite before you start to croak?
It's so variable. So it depends on your size, where you're bitten. Like if you're bitten closer to the heart, it's going to spread around your body quicker. You know, it's a really nasty venom too, so it's full of proteins and enzymes that it basically starts to digest your whole system, so you get necrosis around the bite, starts to swell, your renal failure, you get internal bleeding, you start to bleed out through all your orifices. It's just a horrific.
Jeepers, I'm glad this family managed to get the bucket over at the time. Yeah. Kilmurray's. Yeah.
Fair play to them.
In fairness, yeah, because I mean, and even for Fionn, it was the chap's name, the child who found it, like not to go poke at it.
Yeah.
Or pick it up, you know, which is for a child's first instinct.
Especially as you described, the snake's natural tendency is to wait for that scenario and then strike. So yeah, they're so lucky.
Also, how lucky was it that it wasn't like a toddler out there, a kid who may not even know any different. We're delighted that they managed to get through to you anyway and talk them away from the Tupperware.
Fair play to you, James, for going out and looking after not just this obviously incident of a snake, but all the incidents of snakes. Fair play to you.
Yeah, well, somebody has to do it, I suppose.
We're glad it's you and not us.
What'll happen to this snake now? Does he get sort of taken to the snake farm in the sky or does he go to an enclosure?
So we've got a kind of a dedicated venomous unit in the zoo where we've got a kind of a seal, obviously for security, you know, that we've got it all sealed off. We've got an animal collection plan. So as part of our plan, we have species that are conservationally important that we breed for re-release. So he doesn't come into our plan, unfortunately. So we're going to try and find another home in Europe somewhere.
Right.
So we're already looking at Liverpool do quite a lot of research on the venom of that species.
So they might need them. All right.
Yeah, so send them over to Leinster Hills. A lot of snakes up there.
James Hennessy from the National Reptile Zoo. Thanks so much for explaining all that to us today.
Bye.
Take care. See you later. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.